if someone only has 30 seconds, where is the tension in today's opener, This Month in Lady Bird, April 2026?
The tension is this. The main story is This Month in Lady Bird, April 2026. It matters because it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. The signal level is high.
Good, so we will keep the radar quick, then slow down where the evidence is densest. Give us the route through the episode. What are we doing first, and where are we spending the real time?
First, the radar. Only the items with enough evidence to matter today. Then the deep dive is This Month in Lady Bird, April 2060s, because that is where the briefing has the best chance to change our working model.
Radar lead, what actually changed with This Month in Lady Bird, April 2026?
Hello, friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web. The listener impact is that...
What are the clean facts before we interpret this?
Put simply, the facts I would carry forward are these. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird, and Zirin were incredibly grateful for their support.
What should we be careful not to overclaim?
Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation.
We are going to come back to this in the deep dive. For now, keep the claim and the caveat separate. And in Radar Lane 2, what actually changed with releases, Leta A, Leta?
Self-hosted users, this is a big upgrade. The default global context window is raised from 32K to 1AATK. The context window reset bug, is fixed, and compaction has been overhauled. The listener impact is that it has enough source spec detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. There are enough concrete details to make it more than a headline.
Which details are doing the real evidentiary work here?
The useful evidence is simple. The facts I would carry forward are these, self-hosted users, this is a big upgrade. The default global context window is raised from 32K to 1.8K, and if you've been running curl commands to patch your config after every ADE load.
Where does the confidence stop?
Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation.
Radar Lane 3, what actually changed with DeepSeek before, almost on the frontier.
Chinese AI lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version, and a previous version speciale last December. They just dropped the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series in the shape of two discussions centered on Model, Open, and Opus. The listener impact is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. The useful part is the argument and reaction pattern, not raw popularity.
Give me the non-negotiable facts in plain English.
For listeners, the key point is this. The facts I would carry forward are these. They just dropped the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series in the shape of two preview models.
What is the caveat on this lane?
Medium.
Radar Lane 4, what actually changed with Lamatan CPPP maintenance update?
Fix, quota device PCI bus ID dedupe ooming, ignoring other 3G bus entirely, 22.5.3.3.3. Fix, quota device PCI bus ID detection for multi-GPU dedupe HIP. Muza macros. The listener impact is that it has enough source back detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. There are enough concrete details to make it more than a headline.
What should listeners remember as evidence, not commentary?
The part worth remembering is this. The facts I would carry forward are these. The project published a maintenance release.
What would you keep provisional?
Primary GitHub release metadata. Verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily.
Radar Lane 5, what actually changed with LangGraph Casperius model or software version? Homingify.
Changes since a previous version, Nion 4 release, Alpha Bump pre-built a previous version, all 2. LangGraph, a previous version NOAA57682, fixed LangGraph coerced DIX-TAR writes in messages Delta Reducer 7680th. There are enough concrete details to make it more than a headline.
What are the clean facts before we interpret this?
Put simply, the facts I would carry forward are these: changes since a previous version, Nella4 release, alpha bump, pre-build to previous version, A2DIME2.
What should we be careful not to overclaim?
Primary GitHub release metadata, verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily.
Sure, pause. The radar is useful. What is the one deeper question it points toward?
The radar gives us the current map. This monked in Lady Bird, April 2026, releases Leta e Leta, DeepSeek v4, almost on the frontier. The reason to slow down is this month in Lady Bird, April 2026. It is where today's evidence has the most consequence.
That is the turn, not another headline, but the question the updates are forcing. What question are we actually answering in the deep dive on this month in Lady Bird, April 2026?
The question is what we should now believe, and how far the evidence lets us go. In plain terms, hello friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web.
Start with what we actually know. What is the source material giving us?
Hello friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web.
Which details should listeners keep in their heads after this segment?
The facts I would carry forward are these. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. We're incredibly grateful for their support, and if you're interested in sponsoring the project, please contact us.
What is the strongest objection to taking this too far?
The objection is whether the evidence supports the practical conclusion. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation.
Beat, and how does a reaction layer change the confidence?
There is not enough reaction evidence to lean on, so the claim should stay narrow.
Translate that into the systems level explanation. What model should listeners leave with?
Why this bridge today? Why orchestration quality depends on memory boundaries? Bridge, AI agents and orchestration, agent memory and durable knowledge systems. Core idea, agent orchestration quality depends not just on model strength, but on what context survives between steps. Runs and handoffs.
Chuckles softly. So the practical takeaway is to update the watch posture without letting one noisy lane dominate the whole picture. What would change your confidence after today?
The next checks are whether this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, picks up stronger primary source corroboration or replication. Whether AI agents and orchestration keeps generating promotable story packages rather than headline-only noise.
If those checks fail, the honest answer is narrower confidence, not more airtime. That is the read for today. The radar gives the map, the deep dive gives the model, and the next signal to watch is whether the strongest claims keep getting primary source support. Outro music rises. Slow that down for this month in Lady Bird, April 2026. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. The source boundary is Hello Friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web. And
if we translate releases Leta a Leta into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in DeepSeek v4, almost on the frontier, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important, the evidence is useful, but it should stay bounded until a stronger primary source or follow-up arrives. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect Llama TP maintenance update back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. The project published a maintenance release.
So the takeaway on Llama TP PP maintenance update is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for LangGraph. What is the practical read?
The concrete point is a small alpha maintenance release that fixed how message updates are coerced in the reducer path. That is not a headline feature, but it matters because orchestration frameworks live or die on boring state handling correctness.
If we translate this month in Lady Bird, April 2066, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in releases, leta I leta, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Both models are 1 million token context, mixture of experts.
So the takeaway on DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for Llama TP maintenance update. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. The project published a maintenance release. The source boundary is fixed. CUDA device PCI bus ID dedupe ooming. Ignoring other 3G poos entirely. 25 think 3 3 3 CUDI device PCI bus ID detection for multi GPU to do PGPU MUSA macros. XCT2 Kunder Nother.
If we translate LangGraph 2AA previous model or software version, how into an operator decision, what changes? Eth.
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
Should we connect releases leta a leta back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Block limits are no longer enforced. Block limit validation has been deprecated and removed from the Git memory sync path 19977-1993.
So the takeaway on releases, leta I leta, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. Chinese AI lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version, and a previous version special last December. The source boundary is Chinese AI lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version, and a previous version speciale last December. They just dropped the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series in the shape of two.
If we translate Llama TP CP maintenance update into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in LangGraph? LangGraph Shu AA previous model or software version NoA5, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Primary GitHub release metadata. Verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. If you're interested in sponsoring the project, please contact us.
The takeaway on this month in Lady Bird, April 2066, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for releases. Letta, Iletta, what is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this, self-hosted users. This is a big upgrade. The source boundary is self-hosted users. This is a big upgrade. The default global context window is raised from 32K to 12.8K. The context window reset bug. The context window reset bug is fixed, and compaction has been overhauled.
If we translate DeepSeek v4, almost on the frontier, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in Llama TANCP maintenance update, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Primary GitHub release metadata, verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect LangGraph-LangGraph-SaFoSe app, previous model, or software version? Dosify back to the rest of today's stack.
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Changes since a previous version, new A4 release, Alpha Bump pre-built a previous version, 2A2.
So the takeaway on LangGraph, LangGraph 2A, previous model or software version, new A5 is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for this month in Lady Bird, April 2066. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. The source boundary is Hello Friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 35 contributors, 7 of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web.
If we translate releases, Letta Iletta, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in DeepSeek v4, almost on the frontier, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. The evidence is useful, but it should stay bounded until a stronger primary source or follow-up arrives. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect Llama TAP maintenance update back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. The project published a maintenance release.
So the takeaway on Llama TIMEPP maintenance update is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for LangGraph. What is the practical read?
The concrete point is a small alpha maintenance release that fixed how message updates are coerced in the reducer path. That is not a headline feature, but it matters because orchestration frameworks live or die on boring state handling correctness.
If we translate this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in releases, Letta Iletta, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect DeepSeek v4? Almost on the frontier back to the rest of today's stack.
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Both models are 1 million token context, mixture of experts.
So the takeaway on DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Flow that down for Llama TypeP maintenance update. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. The project published a maintenance release. The source boundary is fixed, queued a device, PCI bus ID dedupe ufiming, ignoring other 3G PUZ entirely, 22.5.33.33, fix, queued a device PCI bus ID detection for multi-GPU dedupe PHE, MUSA macros.
If we translate Langgraf 2, a previous model or software version 2A5 into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source spec detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in this month in Ladybird, April 2006, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect releases, Leta back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Blocked limits are no longer enforced. Blocked limit validation has been deprecated and removed from the Git memory sync path 99779983.
So the takeaway on releases Leta is not to chase the headline, it is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. Chinese AI lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version and a previous version special A last December. The source boundary is Chinese AI lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version and a previous version special A last December. They just dropped the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series in the shape of 2.
If we translate Llama TypeP maintenance update into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source back detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in Langgraf Shuaya, previous model or software version, NoA5, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Primary GitHub release metadata. Verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect this month in Ladybird, April 2026, back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. If you're interested in sponsoring the project, please contact us.
So the takeaway on this month in Ladybird, April 2066, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for releases Leta. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. Self-hosted users, this is a big upgrade. The source boundary is self-hosted users, this is a big upgrade. The default global context window is raised from 32K to 108K. The context window reset bug. The context window reset bug is fixed, and compaction has been overhauled.
If we translate DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in Llama TypeP maintenance update, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Primary GitHub release metadata. Verify impact claims against docs or implementation before featuring heavily. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect Langgraf Langgraf's Mabie A previous model or software version Mabie A5 back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Changes since a previous version, Noah 4 release, alpha bump pre-built to previous version, Noah 2.
So the takeaway on Langgraf, Langgraf's OA previous model or software version, Noah 5, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for this month in Lady Bird, April 2026. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 3D5 contributors, seven of whom made their first ever commit to Lady Bird. The source boundary is Hello Friends. In April, we merged 333 PRs from 333 PRs from 300's ever commit to Lady Bird. Here's what we've been up to. Lady Bird is entirely funded by the generous support of companies and individuals who believe in the open web.
If we translate releases, Leta iLeta, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. The evidence is useful, but it should stay bounded until a stronger primary source or follow-up arrives. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect Llama TP maintenance update back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. The project published a maintenance release.
So the takeaway on Llama TP PP maintenance update is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for Langgraf. What is the practical read?
The concrete point is a small alpha maintenance release that fixed how message updates are coerced in the reducer path. That is not a headline feature, but it matters because orchestration frameworks live or die on boring state handling correctness.
If we translate this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it pairs the underlying source with live technical reaction, which makes the implications easier to trust and interpret. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in releases Leta iLeta, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Both models are 1 million token context mixture of experts.
So the takeaway on DeepSeek V4, almost on the frontier, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for Llama.tp maintenance update. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. The project published a maintenance release. The source boundary is fix CU to device PCI bus ID dooming, ignoring other 3G bus entirely, 2253.33 fix CU to device PCI bus ID detection from multi-GPU to do PHIP MUSA macros.
If we translate Langgraf, Langgraf TAYA previous model or software version 2A5 into an operator decision, what changes?
The practical read is that it has enough source-backed detail to update the watch posture without leaning on community reaction. For a working stack, that means watching whether this becomes a repeatable pattern or stays a single update.
What is the strongest evidence point in this month in Lady Bird, April 2026, and what should stay provisional?
The caveat is important. Treat this as a discovery signal until the primary claims are checked against the underlying project documentation. So I would treat this as a reason to adjust the watch posture, not as a reason to make a hard architectural bet today.
How should we connect releases Leta iLeta back to the rest of today's stack?
It connects because the broader question is whether agents, memory, and routing are getting more operationally reliable or just producing more isolated demos. Block limits are no longer enforced. Block limit validation has been deprecated and removed from the Git memory sync path 9977-19983.
The takeaway on releases, Leta iLeta, is not to chase the headline. It is to preserve the evidence boundary and watch whether the next source confirms the pattern. Slow that down for DeepSeek v4, almost on the frontier. What is the practical read?
The strongest concrete point is this. Chinese AI Lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version, and a previous version specially, last December. The source boundary is Chinese AI Lab DeepSeek's last model release was a previous version, and a previous version speciala, last December. They just dropped the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series in the shape of 2.